The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. In the course of his teaching, Jesus said to the crowds, "Beware of the scribes, who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and, as a pretext, recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury. For they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. A home game and bedlam. You are the true faithful Catholics. Or maybe you're just like, I'm going to come and pray for my team. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Last couple of days, this line from Scripture has been constantly on my mind. There is still a more perfect way. There is still a more perfect way. Sometimes we call this gospel we hear today the story of the widow's mite. But actually, it's a tale of two widows that we hear today, from the first reading and also from the gospel. These widows who give of their livelihood, give of themselves in ways that really they're not able to. Elijah asks this poor widow to make him a cake. And she's looking at him like, "I barely have enough to feed myself. I barely have enough to do anything. And you want me to do this for you?" And of course, he says the line that we hear a lot in the Bible, which means it's extremely important for us. "Don't be afraid. You're going to receive all that you need." Jesus in the gospel is sitting in the temple area looking at the treasury. It'd be like sitting around looking at a bank. But this is a place in this day and age in Jerusalem and in the temple area where people came regularly. It was the center of the city, the center of commerce, the center of the economy of Jerusalem. People came and deposited their offering. And so when he saw this widow who gave the smallest possible coin you could give, of all the types of currency of that time, she gave basically the equivalent of a penny to the treasury. And Jesus says, look, to his disciples, look at what she's done. She's given everything. She has basically nothing, and she's given everything. To me, this is Jesus pointing out the perfect way, the still more perfect way that God calls us to. The normal person, I would say also the normal Christian person, doesn't live this way. We might think we do, and we might think of ourselves as pretty generous when it comes to our faith and to God. But if we were asked to give everything, we would probably be like the rich young man. We would walk away. We would say to God, "Really? Everything?" But this more perfect way leads to a central message that comes out over and over and over in the Gospels, that we have to trust God. The only way that this type of generosity makes sense is with complete trust in God. He's going to take care of us, that he's going to be there for us, that no matter what, God is at our side. What happened to the widow in the first reading? She received enough for a whole year's worth of food. She received what she needed. God was generous to her. This more perfect way, this way of trust, it requires a lot of us. But when you read the lives of those in Scripture, when you hear about the lives of the saints of the church, when you hear about the lives of holy people in the world who love God and live this kind of generosity, it was never easy. My retreat director last week told us a little bit more detail about the story of a saint I've spoken of before, Saint Maximilian Kolb. This great saint of the church, he told us that when he heroically stepped forward to take the place of a prisoner who was going to go to the starvation chamber, this prisoner who was screaming out, "Don't take me because I have a family and I have children," it said that one of the things our retreat master told us was, at that moment, Maximilian Kolb, he didn't just step forward and say, "Take me." He actually walked with confidence, it said, straight up to the soldier who was choosing people, the leader of these men. Normally, when you did that, you automatically were shot dead. But for some reason, because no one ever did it, everyone was surprised. He walked straight up with confidence, looking right at this soldier, this Nazi soldier, and said, "He has a family. He could survive this. You need to take me instead." And then he said to the soldier, he said, "I'm a Catholic priest, if you want to know. And you should take me instead." It was enough for him to say, "Go ahead, make the switch." And so, along with all the others who were chosen that day to go and die, Maximilian Kolb processed with them to the starvation chamber. And one of the things that it's also said about him at that time is, as he was leading them to that room, he was praying and chanting church songs and leading them to that place. Someone remarked later, who observed this, that it was more like they were walking into a church than they were walking into a place of death. I point that out because this more excellent way, this way of generosity, this way that God calls us to, is possible for everyone. It's obliged of everyone. We can't walk this life constantly saying no to God because we don't think we're good enough, or we don't think we're smart enough, or we don't think we're capable, or for some reason we're just holding back. God wants everything. He wants you to offer everything. Your whole trust, your whole faith, everything. We're able to do this because God loves us. We don't give of ourselves, we don't share our faith with others, we don't give generously to the church, to God, to the community, so that God will love us. We give because He already has loved us and still does. And in the midst of that love, in the midst of that joy of God, we say yes to Him. And we imitate the widow, where she gave very little, at least in an observant way, but Jesus knew. She gave everything she had, her whole livelihood. If we walked out these doors today and gave in that way, and loved in that way, and pursued people, the love of God in that way, sharing our faith and giving generously, the people in this church right here could change the face of the earth. Today, the Lord is really challenging us to find that every day, that more perfect way to say yes to God and to live with great love, great trust, and great generosity to the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.